That this morning's news is brought to you by human beings. That may not always be the case. Computers are sometimes writing news articles. So who's faster? Stacey Vanek Smith of NPR's Planet Money team set up a news writing race.
The machine, Wordsmith, created by the company Automated Insights. Here's CEO Robbie Allen.
Wordsmith takes data and turns it into stories that sound as if a person wrote it.
It's like a robot that writes news stories.
Something like that, yeah.
Wordsmith writes those basic, fact-filled stories about sports results and financial news. They pop up everywhere.
And we generate over a billion stories a year.
For our human challenger, we got the best.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
So here are the rules of the contest. We took a really basic kind of story. The earnings report from the restaurant chain Denny's comes out right after the stock market closes. We will give the data to both reporters and see how they do. Our human, Scott Horsley, was confident. He used to go to Denny's all the time. They even knew his regular order.
It was good because I didn't have to say out loud, moons over my hammy.
All right, let's do this. The Wordsmith computer is booted up and ready to go down in North Carolina. Scott Horsley is at his desk.
Oh, here we go.
The earnings report is out.
On my marks.
Get set, go. Horsley starts right away.
Oh, Scott Horsley was a new spot writing man.
We called up Automated Insights to see how the computer was doing. They hadn't even started.
I will tell my engineer that the race is officially on because they've gotten the earnings report. He's smiling now.
1 minute down. 2 minutes. I think the computer just finished.
Oh. All right.
Scott doesn't slow down.
All right, ding.
All right, 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Let me tell you, that is so fast for a human.
And the computer took how long?
2 minutes.
You know that movie where the guy comes across the finish line like 2 days after everybody else is finished in the marathon? That's what this was like. But people still cheer for him because he's got so much heart.
But the computer had already gone home with the medal. Here's a bit of the computer's masterpiece.
Denny's Corporation on Monday reported first quarter profit of $8.5 million. The Spartanburg, South Carolina-based company said it had profit of 10 cents per share.
And then there was Horsley. The race was over. Most of the crowd had left when Horsley, limping and gasping for air, came into the stadium.
With this news spot.
Denny's Corporation notched a grand slam of its own in the first quarter, earning a better-than-expected 10 cents a share as restaurant sales jumped by more than 7%. The growth in sales suggests consumers are opening their pocketbooks for pancakes, eggs, and hash browns.
It seems so clear. Scott totally beat the computer on style. Of course, the computer is only going to get better. People at Automated Insights told me if we wanted, they could program in a more humorous tone. Even learned to sling a few breakfast food metaphors. And one other thing, while that computer was racing Scott, it could also write 9,999 other stories at the same time. I told this to Scott.
Congratulations to our future computer overlord, Automated Insights. I'd like to be working for you one day, Mr. Computer.
Me too. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.